When environmental groups spend money on ad buys in the Senate races, the cost is usually too high to stay in for long. But the League of Conservation Voters Victory Fund was a persistent spender this summer, taking on Republican incumbent Johnson. Here, Johnson is blasted as being out of touch on climate change.
NASA, the Department of Defense, and 97% of scientists agree climate change is real. So where can you find climate change science deniers? At oil companies and Senator Ron Johnson's office.
The ad shows a 2010 interview in which Johnson says he doesn't think the science of human-caused climate change is proven. But these days, to reporters anyway, the senator doesn't attack climate science as much as he does the Obama administration's effort to go after a key emitter of greenhouse gases, coal-fired power plants. Johnson says he hopes the federal court decides the president went too far with the Clean Power Plan.
If you want to enact something like that, you should do it through Congress, pass a law, not, again, have this enormous regulatory and executive overreach.
Johnson contends that if utilities have to spend more on cleaning their coal boilers or if using more alternative energy is expensive, Wisconsin's economy would suffer. Democratic Senate candidate Russ Feingold supports the Clean Power Plan. He calls it an opportunity for the state.
This is a flexible rule. It allows each state to come up with their own plan. Of course, unfortunately, Governor Walker and Ron Johnson don't want to do that, but you can come up with your own plan based on your state's needs.
Feingold hopes Wisconsin would make more use of solar, wind, and other cleaner energy sources, and less of coal. The former senator is also attacking Johnson on some water issues.
Please join me in welcoming Senator Russ Feingold.
At the Wisconsin Counties Association meeting in Milwaukee, Feingold urged collaboration between local, state, and national agencies on environmental topics, like getting a community safe drinking water.
When Senator Johnson was asked about the problem in Kewaunee County about the wells, he said, what we need there is to grow business and less regulation. Look, that's not an answer.
Johnson says he does want collaboration, but with efforts more led by the state of Wisconsin.
I really do, because I've been involved at a local level. I've got faith in local officials, county, state, coming together. You know, we all want a clean environment. We certainly want a clean environment throughout Wisconsin. We've got a very strong DNR. You know, rather than have the federal government impose solutions.
The Johnson-Feingold contest is getting national attention as part of Democrats' attempts to regain control of the U.S. Senate. Former Obama administration energy advisor Heather Zeichel says if Johnson wins and the GOP keeps the majority, there will be more politics.
Looking at some of the chairmen of the specific committees, you're going to continue to see some of the witch hunts about what happened in, you know, the EPA administrator's Twitter account, or did she talk to somebody on her personal cell phone, or, you know, who did they talk to at the Sierra Club to finalize this regulation on methane emissions?
But James Conanton, an environmental official under President George W. Bush, says a lot will depend on what part of the nation has the most clout in January.
I don't think it's as easy as splitting outcomes on partisan lines, because at the end of the day, these energy and environmental issues actually split on regional lines.
Libertarian Phil Anderson is also running in the Wisconsin Senate race. He advocates a strong free market approach with low taxes and a low regulatory burden. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.